Now, live from Studio 550, this is The McGraw Show on KTRS.
With Paul Harris filling in, that's the music that means we span the globe. We're stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. And we begin in Shafton, England, where a department store called Sainsbury's wanted to deter shoplifters, and they thought, well, what if we put a cardboard cutout of a police officer, a bobby, in the store? We heard that that worked at another store. Their shoplifting concerns dropped by 75% in another neighborhood, so let's try that here. Maybe people won't steal as much stuff from our store. Wrong! They stole the cardboard cutout. Then the cutout started appearing in pictures on social networking sites, including appearing at several house parties. The police, who didn't know anything about the cutout, laughed and said, oh, we've heard about this before. 2 years ago in Essex, England, the police department there paid £2,000 to get 20 of these cardboard police officers and put them around, and they were all stolen as well. The trial of cardboard police officers shows they had very little effect on crime or antisocial behavior, and we will not be continuing their use, said the chief of police in Essex. And now the department store in Shafton agrees. Now we come to America and a Chinese restaurant in Kentucky called the Red Flower Chinese Restaurant, Williamsburg, Kentucky, had to close its doors on Thursday after a customer called the health department when she saw a dead deer being wheeled into the kitchen. Two of the workers came in wheeling a garbage can, and they had a box sitting on top of it. And hanging out of the garbage can, they were trying to be real quick about it, though nobody could see it, but there was a tail and a foot and a leg. The witness called the local police, who called the environmental health inspector, who said the owner's son admitted to picking up the dead animal from the side of I-75 in Williamsburg, Kentucky, and bringing it to work. They said they didn't know they weren't allowed to. The health inspector says, that makes me concerned. Maybe they could have before, but they can't do it now. Or maybe they've been doing it before, and this is the first time somebody saw them doing it. We'll let them reopen the restaurant if they pass another health inspection, proving that they have properly sanitized it after bringing roadkill in the back door. Now we go to Indonesia, where a dentist named Donny Gustiana has decided to make children more willing to come see him and other dentists. He's invented a drill that, instead of making that zzz sound inside your head, plays MP3s and has flashing lights on it. He says it's proved so popular with his younger patients, some of them even request their own music to make their day at the dentist a bit more pleasant. He said, I always knew that they weren't afraid of the doctor, they were afraid of the drill. So I modified this by putting a toy on the head of the drill and telling them that the toy will clean their teeth. He spent about 6 million rupiah, that's about $500, modifying the drill, which comes complete with its own flashing lights, and it's a hit. And we finish in Scotland with a 52-year-old man only known as Tam, who got his head stuck in a plastic trash bin in Castlegate Public Square the other night and couldn't get it out. This is just your average trash bin on the street. Nobody's exactly sure what he was looking for in the bin. Maybe my old radio career. I'm not sure. But the firefighters had to come and use an electric saw to cut around the top of the trash bin before they could get him out of there. An onlooker in the square had called 999, that's the British equivalent of 911, to report it, then took a picture, of course. That's what you do. You call 911 or 999, and then you use that same phone to take the picture, and that picture is all over the internet now, with a guy with his butt sticking out and his head in the trash bin. A police spokesman said, we're not sure what he was looking for or what he had lost or whether he found it. He didn't really want to talk about it, and we understand. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today from the Big 550 KTRS.